It's a Monday morning. How are you doing? We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You are always welcome to join in the conversation because I'm excited to see how many dumb fights we have with people that listen to the Joe and Alex Show. Like, the stupidest reason that you got in a fight. It doesn't even necessarily need to be a physical, like, punch to the face. Like, hey, man, please don't punch me. That kind of hurts. Like, one of those. It doesn't have to. Okay, stop. Stop. Okay, we get it. But what exactly happened? Liv the Web Girl. Now, were you in this fight or what happened?
No, I wasn't. But I thought it was absolutely hilarious. So I was listening in as much as possible. So I was at a Cubs game this past weekend on Saturday.
Okay.
And we were sitting in like the bleacher section, which like is a pretty chill section. It's kind of first come, first serve as far as seats go, where you're sitting. There's tons of guys just shirtless.
I feel like they go there to be shirtless, get the tan, and drink beer.
Yes. So it's a very, very chill, laid back section. So this guy stands up and is like, wave, like, let's do a wave. And I was like, oh, that's funny. He was like younger, in his 20s. And then this like older guy who had to have been in his 40s or 50s or something said, no, no, wave in the bleachers.
I'm watching the game.
And he was like, come on, man, like, let's just do a wave. It's funny. And he was like, no, no, wave, are you kidding me? And they start yelling back and forth towards each other about doing this wave or not. And I am like dying laughing. I feel bad for like the younger guy who all he wants to do is have fun, start a wave. Baseball games, waves happen all the time there.
Liv, were you at least trying to help the young guy do the wave? Did you stand up when he asked the section to stand up?
Well, when he was like, let's do the wave, I was like, oh, yeah. And then I stopped because I heard the older guy say, no way.
Oh,
and
no.
I was not trying to like make this guy any angrier. But then they ended up actually fighting.
Oh, my God. Like pushing
actually
and shoving?
Fighting, yes. Pushing and shoving each other. Like walking up the bleachers to get closer to each other, you know. Just yelling. And the older guy was just so angry. And I was like, this is so stupid. One, that you guys are getting actually physical over an altercation because of the wave. Two, since when in America can we not do the wave at a baseball game, okay? Baseball games aren't filled with the most action. There needs to be some things going on in between plays
you could even
to keep it going.
It. You could even be lazy and just do the hands up. You don't have to stand up for the wave.
You don't have to stand. I never stand for the wave. I'm too lazy for that. So I just do it with my arms. I mean, come on. It's America.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is a pretty dumb reason to get into a fight. I think we can all agree on that. 833-563-2539. What is the stupid reason that you got into a fight? I was actually in a physical fist fight when I was younger.
Really?
And I think it's because somebody, like, almost like your mama, but somebody called my mom, like, a fat, you know, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, I'm going to do it. And this guy was smaller than me, and it was only about 5 or 6 punches. The fight didn't go that long. He was quicker than me, so he hit me a couple of times in the face. But I got him once, and I knocked him down, and he didn't get up.
You threw the first punch.
He did. He did.
He threw the first punch, and you were bigger than him.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, we were obviously going, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, I, as big of a guy as I am, I'm afraid to be in fights.
Yeah,
like, I was so
me.
Angry, but I'm just not a very confrontational guy. But that, to me, that's kind of a dumb reason. It's like, okay, my mom wasn't even there, and he called her, like, a fat, whatever.
Right, and he like, probably didn't even know.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. What's the stupidest reason that you got into a fight?
Do you guys remember, like, a couple weeks ago, I told you how I went to, like, a local kind of, like, fast food pizza place?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in there waiting for my pizza, and some guy comes in to get his pizza, and the guy behind the cash register was like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, someone accidentally walked away with your pizza. And the guy was like, what? What, are you kidding me? And he, like, started yelling, and the guy was like, dude, like, I'm sorry, I'm just the driver, I don't know what happened, stop
right.
yelling at me. And then the guy was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're just a driver? You work here, you should know what happened to my pizza. And he was like, bro, get all out of my face. And I literally thought they were
Did
about
they
to
throw
start.
Hands?
I thought they were about to, but they
but
did
they
not.
But they didn't. Okay,
throw
so
down in Pizza Town.
One time I was in a restaurant. I was in a sandwich place. I won't say the name of the said sandwich place, but it's very fresh there.
Okay, and we get it, Liv.
It was on my college campus, and I was in line, and I don't know exactly how it started, but all of this sudden, halfway through the line, when she was like saying what she wanted on her said sandwich, she reaches over the glass and starts punching the girl in the face and in the head. It felt like out of nowhere. I was just sitting there on my phone. And normally you can tell when a fight's about to happen because people start to get heated. People start to yell.
It doesn't come out of
like
nowhere.
This, I'm telling you, was out of nowhere to where I think that it's like she wanted banana peppers and she put like regular peppers on her sandwich and she just lost it.
You know, there's no reason to have all this built up anger. So I say we do an exercise. If you're driving right now and the person in front of you just cut you off, who cares? Let's all breathe in. Liv, breathe in. Joe, breathe in. Come on, Joe. Joe, do it.
I don't know. It seems kind of dumb.
Liv, breathe out.
I will say, I love a good fight. I'm always the one yelling world
Liv,
star.
No fighting.
I don't fight, but I love seeing other people fight. It's pretty exhilarating.
Can you just imagine Liv the Web Girl, world star?